Test 69, Section 3, Question 16. This one, we're looking for the flaw, and it says, salespeople always steer consumers towards products from which they make their highest commission, and all salespeople in major health stores work on commissions. Okay, so basically they make the most money on highest commissions, and they, you know, so they steer customers there. Hence, when you buy vitamin supplements at a major health store, you can be sure the claims of the salespeople make about the quality are inaccurate. Now, this one is saying because they're going to steer you towards it, their claims are inaccurate, but that's not necessarily proven. It could be that the ones that they make their highest commission on, also they tell the truth about it. So it's basically the flaw of because someone has a motive to potentially lie that therefore they do, and that doesn't really work. So A, offers as a premise a claim that merely paraphrases the conclusion. No, this is not circular reasoning, and that's what A is saying. Infers that some claims are inaccurate solely on the basis of the source of those claims. Maybe. It is inferring that the claims are inaccurate because of the source, but let's see what else we get. Infers that just because a group of people has a certain property, each member of the group, it's not a group to individual. This isn't the fallacy of division, which is what's happening in C. Takes a condition that's sufficient to be true as one that's necessary. This isn't a sufficient and necessary. It's not a bad if-then. And relies on the claims of an authority on a topic that is outside the area of expertise. It's not really relying on any authority. And so therefore, B is going to be our correct answer. And it's saying that the claims are inaccurate simply because of the source, meaning someone who has an incentive to have those claims, you accept those claims. And so, therefore, B is our best answer.